The April 6th issue of The New Yorker carries an article by Jonathan Franzen titled, Carbon Capture: Has Climate Change Made It Harder for People to Care About Conservation? The article is about how we must protect the birds we have, even as we address the dire problems of climate change. Franzen makes a strong case for the essential treasures we should feel obliged to protect as he focused on a few people and groups so concerned about climate change that they sound willing to throw our fellow species out the window. I've long believed that as critical as it is to find sustainable ways to generate electricity, we must invest in research to ensure that the designs and placement of solar and wind generating plants are the safest possible for wildlife. Unfortunately, the pattern of our capitalistic society is to require research to be profit-driven. And as both parties have further and further distanced themselves from environmentalism, we wait longer and longer until foreseeable problems reach crisis levels and then desperately go full speed ahead with a few misguided projects. Even as huge corporations create huge mirrored solar plants in quality desert habitat, frying abysmal numbers of birds in the sky or drawing them down to crash into what looks like water, we're making it harder and harder for homeowners to put up innocuous solar panels on their own roofs, thanks to lobbying by profit-motivated power companies. I attended a Catholic school as a little girl. That's where most of my sense of morality and ethics was formed. Jonathan Franzen wrote about his own moral development, quote, "Maybe it's because I was raised as a Protestant and became an environmentalist, but I've long been struck by the spiritual kinship of environmentalism and New England Puritanism. Both belief systems are haunted by the feeling that simply to be human is to be guilty. And now climate change has given us an eschatology for reckoning with our guilt. Coming soon, some hellishly overheated tomorrow, is Judgment Day. Unless we repent and mend our ways, we'll all be sinners in the hands of an angry earth." Franzen continues, "I'm still susceptible to this form of Puritanism. Rarely do I board an airplane or drive to the grocery store without considering my carbon footprint and feeling guilty about it. But when I started watching birds and worrying about their welfare, I became attracted to a countervailing strain of Christianity inspired by St. Francis of Assisi's example of loving what's concrete and vulnerable and right in front of us." End quote. My own Catholic education started with the premise that we were not only expected to love, but to nurture our fellow creatures. As I recall, Francis of Assisi was the first saint we learned about in school. Our reader included a story in which he saved the life of a wolf that had been terrorizing a village by teaching the wolf and the people to get along. So in my gut, the issue of climate change and the issue of protecting wildlife are equal mandates. Whatever the original source of our own personal ethics, and whether it involves any god, religion, or other system outside our own ability to reason, it's frustrating and mystifying to me that anyone can turn their backs on any wildlife population. I've been an environmentalist since the very first Earth Day in 1970, when we were completely committed to getting Congress to pass laws to protect our air, our water, and our wildlife. We didn't let the huge problems, Lake Erie being considered dead, the Cuyahoga River catching fire, or toxic smog smothering our cities, draw our focus from endangered and threatened species. Nor did our concerns about animals reduce our focus and effectiveness in dealing with urgent issues about the air and the water we all need. We didn't say that without clean water, bald eagles and osprey will disappear anyway. It's only been with encroaching corporatism that we've watered down our goals of preserving the environment that we and wildlife share. but those of us most knowledgeable and committed to climate issues and those of us most knowledgeable and committed to wildlife issues must work together if we're ever going to be effective at helping with either issue. The problems are too big and too deep and too tall to tackle while squandering our energy in fighting. As Robert Frost might have put it, environmentalists work together, I told him from the heart, whether we work together or apart. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.